This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 53, Deep Thoughts Thursday, why you must overshoot your English goals to achieve them. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation. Now here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Gabby Wallace, the language angel, coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In this episode, you will get the inspiration you need to go the extra mile.
Okay, Gabby, we are here, ready to record, and how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling awesome!
Excellent! Very glad to hear it. And yeah. You've brought us an awesome quote today, Gabby, so do you want to share it
for us? Yes, I would like to share it. If you would hit the mark, you must aim a little above it. Every arrow that flies feels the attraction of Earth.
Whoa. Who is this by, after all?
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow.
Okay, this is a meaty quote. There's a lot in here.
Yeah, first of all, maybe we should break it down for modern English because this quote is using an old style of English that if you would hit the mark, It actually means, if you want to hit the mark or If you want to achieve your goal.
Right, so don't get confused with the conditional here, right? Because that's a confusing thing for students. So it's if you want to achieve, hit the mark or get what you're trying to get.
Yeah. If you want to get something, you should aim or you should try to do something that's even more challenging. Mm-hmm. Because every arrow, right, when you shoot an arrow, it goes up, but then it comes down a little bit before it hits your target. So The gravity of the earth pulls it down. Or, I mean, what would be like a comparison? Like maybe reality might bring you down a bit, or maybe a negative people, or what else could bring you down?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about, time, because usually when I set a goal, if something has to be done by a certain time, I'll estimate that date and then I'll add wiggle room of an extra like 5 days because I know it's going to take longer than I estimate.
Aiming a little above it. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or maybe if you want to, for example, if you want to like run a marathon, just for example, right? And you should be running, 10 miles a day. I don't know. But maybe you would actually push yourself to run 12 miles a day.
Yeah, that's a great one.
And then if you end up running 10 a day, well, that's good too.
That's pretty great. That means you actually achieved your goal.
Yeah. Or with English, I mean, maybe your goal is to read a book. So maybe you think it would be easy to read 5 pages a day. But instead of choosing the easy way, push yourself, aim a little bit above that, and say, no, I'm going to read 20 pages a day.
Yeah.
And then you read your book faster than you thought.
So keep this in mind, guys, when you go ahead and set your goals, for the year. We're still in, beginning of 2014. So think about overshooting your goal.
And just to tie this together with our episode from yesterday, our Wisdom Wednesday about what to do when you just can't go any farther with English, this is a strategy that you can use, challenge yourself with more challenging ways of learning English. So make a bigger, greater goal than you had planned. And that's a good way to push yourself beyond that wall.
Excellent. Gabby, what was that sound on your computer?
I just got an email from All Ears English.
Really? Oh, yeah. God, that sounds awesome.
Oh, it's so awesome. I can't believe they wrote to me.
Oh, my God. And so, what did they say?
They said, they have, tips, and they have a free ebook for me.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
And they have a question for me, too. They want to know what I think.
Oh, my God, that sounds awesome. How can I get that?
You can get on the All Ears English email list at allearsenglish.com.
Yeah. So, guys, we're joking around here, but we just want to let you know.
Joking.
Oh, you weren't joking? I was joking. Well, So we just want to let you know that you should go ahead and get on our email list, because we're going to be having some great conversations with people on the list over the next few weeks. We've got something exciting coming out.
Yeah. And we've already been having great conversations. I want to thank you guys if you already are on the email list. And thank you especially if you've been responding to our questions, because we love having that conversation with you. So if you're not in the conversation, you can still join it. Come over to allearsenglish.com and join our email list.
See you there.
Thanks for listening to the All Ears English podcast. We're here to help you learn English, and you can help us by leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. See you next time.